For the Purpose, Critique, Review, Education, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast proudly presents...
It's the Nerdlings Podcast, and a certain co-host is back from his family trip and vacation. I'm WC Chronicles, your senior host.
And I am what is known as a junior nerd flake, because it is... amazingly getting blast on the East Coast with Arctic air and snow.
You're getting nailed.
I'm back. So what would you like to talk about today, Mr. Senior?
Well, first of all, welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
You're here. You're in the blood. You're a real person.
Yes. And you know the bizarre part of this is the Arctic air that hits from Canada.
Yeah.
When it rain freezes and snow. I like Las Vegas more in the summer. When we feel the heat, this is the payoffs when every part of the
this
country...
This is the payoff right now.
Like when it's raining in Oregon, like you're saying.
Exactly.
This is our payoff because we're going to hit 60 this week. We're going to go out to a place called...
We're going to go... It's a place called Bonnie Springs.
Keep saying Bonneville.
I don't... Yeah, well, that's why I'm laughing. I think Bonneville, Pontiac. Anyway, it's on the edge of Las Vegas. It's about 30 miles outside of town. It's a little tiny western ghost town established in 1843. Now... I don't think the buildings are that old, but I think it was an encampment at that point in time in 1843.
Now, when I was back east, I had a lot of time downtime and a lot of free Wi-Fi, so I watched a lot of underwater, how this guy, how do you call it, he's called the River Man or something like this. What he does is he goes around, River and Find, I think, he goes around and checks with metal detectors
on
spots where people come, and he finds their phones and stuff. He puts videos up, and he says, boom, boom, boom. And people actually call them.
Wow.
And there's another guy that does this in, like, Australia.
Yeah.
It's amazing on how these things pick up. And long story short, this is what I'm interested in as we go out here, because I also watched mining videos, you know, metal detecting and stuff. I'm just curious, are we going to walk up to an artifact that's like 150 years old that we just kick and uncover because of the rains we had now? Wow, exactly.
It could be if you walk around the outskirts of town. Well, here's the thing. They're getting ready to tear this little tourist spot down.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
66 acres. They've sold it out. They're going to put in 22 houses. And like, oh, well, we're going to rebuild the town. We're going to like, yeah, we've heard all this before. I don't believe
it. But you're going to rebuild the town with multi-million dollar homes and this and that. Because
and golf course,
the
probably.
Rich get richer. And that's okay. It's just, why must they always take public land or something like that? But then again... The people from Bonneville Springs have... Bonnie Springs in this democratic cash society, capitalism, have the right to do what they want.
And I'm curious, when I first moved here to Vegas, which would have been 10 years ago, I went out and...
Has it been that long?
Pushing nine and a half to come September, Halloween time, it'll be 10 years since I moved here. Best thing I ever did. But I went out there and I worked at a haunted house that they had.
That must have been fun because... So I'm curious, because I'm a religious guy.
I want to go back to there's a lot of places around there I didn't get to see because I was already assigned to the meatpacking house, that they called it.
No, the reason I say that is because I'm a religious type of guy, you wouldn't think so, but I try to be. But I'm curious, on the other thing, like we talk about science and ghosts and stuff, are there any hauntings out there that took place? What really happened over there?
I think there are. It's
got to follow us with this podcast. We're doing live Thursday from Bonneville Springs.
They're going to be coming up on our Instagram account. They're going to be coming up on our YouTube channel that we're going to reestablish. It's basically going to be, we're going to get reconnected out there real quick before they tear and just blow the head place.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. That's like when they implode a casino.
Exactly.
It's gone. They put something new up, but there's history, like the Desert Inn, the Sands. Oh my gosh, there's countless numbers of them here, and they're going to take away Bonneville Springs. Bonnie Springs, I can't believe it.
So anyway, that's going to be coming up. So anything that you, before I get to my stories of what were over my holidays for Christmas.
Honestly, my holiday was very good because I got to get out of my normal Vegas routine for a month, and I got to see trees, rivers, you know what I'm saying, when you go by, the ocean, different stuff that you really don't get here in Vegas.
Right.
Where we get to see, like, birds and see, like, the highway, you know, like, toll plazas, But, you know, no, seriously, different stuff that you get to see, like mile markers. You're used to all the pine trees, yeah. and this one fell over because of the snow. And different stuff. It's really neat to get outside of your environment to go back to a nature type of environment.
True.
And it was good, but I'll tell you what, it just shows me from personal things that happened to me and with my family, everything is good, but it just goes to show you that sometimes the Rock of Gibraltar, which you think is like the family crest or like the family foundation, is just thrown away like ash is just blowing in the wind, you know, just blowing in the wind, because nothing stays the same forever as much as you want it to.
The more things change, the more they stay the same.
And if you don't learn to adapt and move forward, you get stuck. And a lot of people don't get out of that, and they don't move forward, and they just stay in that time realm.
You're stuck on just one tree instead of the forest of the trees. You're not going to move.
And what happens is, you know, people get divorced, you know, new people come into your life, other people leave through death or, you know, whatever, you know, squabbles or, you know, just normal. I like to say normal nowadays.
I feel like the Huey Lewis quote machine here.
Normal stupidity of life as humans, we get older, that, you know, you get to a point, you're like, wow, this isn't such bad. So you're like, you know, you hear the train go by, and you see like a little snow out. Then the next day it's 60-something degrees. What I'm trying to get at is, it's great to spend time with your family, friends, because you could have a pile of gold, and I can't really believe I'm saying this because I don't feel it all the way, but I'm getting to understand as I get older, you could have a pile of gold or a gold mine, and if you're the guy standing out there with the shotgun and the whip saying, you do this, this, and this to make the money, the miser, and you see people starving or people not getting along and you're creating part of this or you could do something there, why not just give somebody a kind word or smile throughout the year? Why go say, you know, like, blah, 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 you asked, you know.
Why just be salutations and kind with one person? Just do it all year.
Try to do the best you can at that. That's all, because when you go and get into your family world, we all have that little bubble. You probably had it.
Yeah.
You go back, your mom makes this, your dad does this. Everybody's family time is great. But then the bubble bursts and everybody's got to go their own way, real life.
Back to reality.
Yeah, but it's nice to have that little captured, like when you're that kid getting that, we saw a Christmas story for, you know, with Ralphie.
Yes.
Everybody's looking for that one gun, and then they tell you you're going to shoot your eye out. Then you get it, you backfire, you almost shoot your eye out, but you learn you have to get up, dust off. We're all going to get scraped, burnt, emotionally fried. We're all going to get, you know, whatever. It's human. That's life. We're not perfect. If we were perfect, we'd be, oh my gosh, you know.
We'd already be there.
Yes, exactly. It'd be like E.T. E.T. phone home, he'd be able to touch things. That's what I'm trying to say. That's fine if you're rich and you do this and that, but it's great to be humble and just try to be yourself. That's what I'm learning more, that it's better to be around good people than the fake people that you think are your friends just because they have things.
Yeah.
You got to be real in life. Stay humble and just try to be good. Like, this podcast brings out good stuff.
It does. It does. So, as I said previously, before I left, I purchased and found at Jerry Lewis's estate sale, I bought two pairs of his slacks and pants, just by chance, being at the right place at the right time. Squirrel serendipity. Bam! Okay, so I called and I told my mom about it. My mom said, well, bring them up. We'll bring them, bring the pants with you. We'll see if we can find some patterns, and I will sew you some shiny squirrels, some little stuffed animals, out of Jerry Lewis's pants, okay? Almost 1 month to the day, you got, we'll post the video of you getting yours, okay? Because this is like a one-time collector item. What I got to do, so my mom made seven or eight of these, okay? What they're going to be doing, what I'm going to do is I'm only going to give them to people who are on the show as a guest and who will actually treasure for what it is.
I think we found the treasure ourselves. You have a friend of a friend you grew up with, and you did a podcast with her, and she seems to be really cool.
She's going to, I'm not going to say her name because her podcast is coming up Saturday. This is why this is the special edition one for this Wednesday. But she's going to be coming in. We're going to follow her on her entrepreneur journey.
Now, she'd be the type of person to give a squirrel to because she's got that energy for positivity.
Yes, definitely. She definitely has the positivity. But we'll go post a few pictures. I mean, my mom just goes, we'll bring them up and we'll see if we can make some. And my mom spent almost a month solid.
Listen, and it's I saw this good, thing.
It's got, Mabel, it's got the glasses on it. It looks like Jerry Lewis from The Nutty Professor, which is just appropriate as can be.
Mabel, one day maybe these will be in toy stores all across the country and kids will want these for Christmas. And you're going to have to get here. I'm going to be a little Jersey.
My
right
mom
now.
Says if anybody wants another one made, they're going to have to pay $100.
Yeah, I was going
to
say they're going to pay
she
for
put
it.
Put a lot of time into these.
No, these are awesome. But maybe they'll be able to find some golden nuts to play with. You know, they hid. Now squirrels hide stuff.
Yeah, squirrel
maybe
away.
Maybe somebody
yeah.
put one there and they'll have a magical tree. Who knows? But wow. This looks fucking.
Well, I was
awesome.
I was joking. Jerry Lewis is probably say, "Hey Dean, look, I got Hey Dean, lag, Dean, I got a squirrel in my pants, or is it my pants is a squirrel?"
And I got my nuts back.
So anyway, going to be showing that up real soon. Also, the other thing. So I was hoping had several things scheduled to go nerd out on while I was at the 10 days hanging out with my folks up in Oregon.
How'd that go?
Lots of fucking rain. Lots of freaking. Just off. Just so me and my dad, we're gonna go to the McMinnville
Air train, Museum, right?
No, Air Museum and Space Museum.
I thought you were gonna see that train. Are you no. The old bridge you were by. You were supposed to go see. Remember, you guys go look for a bridge or something. You showed me videos you and your dad when you were younger, like train tracks or a bridge or something, like a weird thing. And then you guys go. You haven't been there in a while. You showed me the videos.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, it was like a, I don't know.
What we were going to do was go to the museum and see the Spruce Goose, Howard Hughes' plane. But yeah. it didn't work schedule-wise because he was getting together with friends, but then I was going to go see my cousin Shane. It just didn't work out. And if we did want to go on the day after Christmas or before when there was a window, it was like only a 5-hour opportunity. Forget it. I didn't want to go pushing, stressed, and not get accomplished.
Now, real fast, did you see about this Bellagio? Remember we did Christmas? Remember the video
yes,
we
yeah,
got?
Yes.
Well, they have a Chinese version I saw online.
Really?
Yeah, and then the news here for the Year of the Pig. We have to go one day, maybe Thursday when we come back.
Now?
They already made it, yeah.
Okay.
So maybe Thursday when we come back, we'll just drive over to Bellagio and film that.
That
you got to see
idea.
It. Because, you know, we do our thing in and out real
yeah.
fast, but I think so because they said it's just as good as the Christmas one. I saw it, like this big pig. I just wanted to say we got to do it.
I'm curious.
Yeah.
Makes me think of pigs in
yeah.
space. So my schedule to go do nerd things was getting smaller and smaller things to do. I had a rental car and I was thinking, all right, I have been wanting to drive up to Redmond, Washington, just up to Seattle, go visit Jimi Hendrix's grave. I'm looking at the calendar, I'm looking at the weather patterns. It's like not a good idea, no. Because with my, it's only 130 miles.
Oh, that would have been so nice.
Yeah, but I could just, it's one of those things, you just feel it going on. It's like, yeah, I'll drive up there, and then I've driven up there in the snow before, which will come in the Olympia Valley. You don't want to be there. So I'm like, okay, just put that off, forget it. Well, luckily, the other thing was, talking to my friend Mike, he lives in Salem, Oregon, okay? Now, I've been jonesing on and nerding on One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah, I know. That's a really awesome movie.
Love that movie. We're going to I talked a little bit about it with Greg. We chatted. I said this will not be the last time that I talk about it just because the things that I have access to on this, okay? So, my friend Mike, he said, yeah, come on down. We'll go around. Here it is. He works for the state of Oregon.
Pretty cool. Inside click time.
Kind of inside click time. So he works for the state of he works for the state of Oregon. He's basically like an inner document mail courier delivery guy. Some days he'll go to Portland. Some days he'll stay in Salem. You know, this document has to go to the Veterans Department. These documents have to go to the Agriculture Department. It's huge, like any state government. That's what he does. And I go, well, can you show me around the Oregon State Mental Hospital? He's like, Wayne, I'm there like 3 times a day sometimes,
oh,
okay?
Wow.
So I'm like, this is so cool. So I go down, I catch up with Mike. It's probably about 1:30 in the afternoon. We got, you know, it's getting dark around 3:30. it just happened that we get lucky that there's going to be a moment of not raining, okay? It's still overcast. The ground is wet. So I start getting my kind of tour around the Oregon Mental Hospital where different scenes were shot from the movie.
Like Ancora in New Jersey.
Like Ancora.
That's the New Jersey State Mental Hospital.
Okay. So they do have a museum there that you can go in. It's like a 2,400 square foot museum. Of course, I'm there on the day before Christmas, on the 24th, me and Mike are. It's not open. When I go back, I will get in and go see it for $5. All kinds of good stuff to share. They have since then, back in 2001, they tore down, condemned all the rooms and lots of the wings that they had built for the hospital and built a new one.
That where the actual filming took place?
Where the filming took place.
Oh, wow.
Okay, but some of the other outbuildings still exist.
How about the famous, at the end of the movie, where the Indian lifts the...
That's the thing. That's it. It's a hydrotherapy water disperser unit or something like that. Because
wow.
Me and my dad were talking, what is that thing called? You know?
Oh, wow.
They actually had it for years in storage. They said they went to a closet. They actually have the thing on.
So they found it.
They found it. The thing that the chief throws through the window at the end and runs away. They have it there at the museum. I want to go see it. I'm not...
Oh, wow. That must be awesome to go see that because that's iconic in the movies.
Yes, eventually. Now, at the end of the movie, you know, chief is running away there down that field. And there's kind of the trees out there, a little bit there off to the left. It looks like it was filmed about 5:30 in the morning on a dark February.
Oh, wow.
Okay? I'm seriously, it's dark. It's dark in the morning.
Well, you know because you come from that area. Well, you know how the difference...
You turn the brightness up on the computer watching the movie, it's still dark, okay?
Oh, wow.
But I'm just like, so my friend Mike says, I can show you where that field is, okay?
Nice.
So we go and we go to around to like the left, which would be the south side of this big, huge complex of the building. And he says, okay, stand right there, look that way. And it's like, okay, yes, that's it. If remember how I lined up the shot at the time where I was at Vasquez Rocks? That's what I will be doing.
My favorite one
that's
is how you lined up the crack from the curb at the Brady Bunch house, dead spot on by the satellite picture. How you said no? No, here it is. It was just like, oh my gosh, wow, you lined it up perfect. So I know you're going to hit the closest to the spot on that it's going to get.
Yeah.
It's going to be on the spot.
Well, I want to, because nobody ever knows where this is, but there's a lot of fans of it, you know.
And, listen, I have to share my own story real fast.
Well, let me finish my whole, because I'm on a roll, and then we'll come to yours, because I want to get this whole story out. Because it was only an hour and a half. So eventually I will go back. I will line that up. Here's the thing. A good portion of that field that he's running over through now is a parking lot.
Oh, really?
Yes.
For the state?
On the state mental hospital. Because he's running towards what's known as the prison, which is just a little bit east of that.
Okay.
But he's running. I can line it up. I'll do it later when I go back and I have good weather, okay? Go around a little bit farther. Now, if you remember in the movie, Jack Nicholson gets on Chief's shoulders, climbs out of the basketball court, and climbs into a tree, okay? That oak tree. I was wanting to know and hoping that I could find that oak tree and that branch and take a picture of it, okay?
And you found it.
Found it to a degree,
okay?
Because you can't... Here's what my friend Mike told me. He talked to some friends of his. I talked to him a couple days after Christmas. That tree still exists.
Oh, wow.
But the public can't get to it.
Because it's on state property.
It's in the state mental hospital. It's in one of their courtyards. Okay?
Wow.
He can't go in there. An employee or a friend of his can't go in there because you can't take cameras in there because it's a mental hospital.
Gotcha.
Okay? He talks to a friend of his who is head of maintenance type thing, saying, hey, can you go in there and take a picture of the tree? The guy says, I can't. I'm out because I'm having knee surgery right now.
Oh, wow.
What about after you get back? I don't think I'm going to be able to do it and go back on property because I'm retiring.
Oh, wow.
So the saga continues.
How about for your retirement party?
I don't know, but leave it to Sue. My friend Mike will figure out how to get a picture of that tree, because nobody at first, because it was at, when those basketball courts were there, there was a road that went through there, but they got rid of it all, tore it all down, and expanded it out in different wings and different courtyards.
That's different. That's how normally how evolvement or
yes,
the way things go when the state gets involved.
Yes. Now, you know when they are bringing him up for parole?
No, I don't remember that.
At the beginning of the movie, they take him in front of the
long
parole judge.
Long time since I saw that.
Okay, well, they take him into a separate building for parole. There might be... I got to watch it again, because he, my friend Mike... Okay, see that building? That building was when there is where they did the parole scenes.
Oh, nice.
And there's like this canopy that he walks in through the front door. That canopy is still there. So some stuff, I got to go back. I only had 90 minutes to investigate this stuff, you know?